We're talking today with John Butler. John, you're involved with this U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, and I know that that kind of dovetails pretty nicely with the group that you've been a part of for the last several years working within the beef industry. But why do we need this particular roundtable?
Well, the roundtable is really addressing what has become very much a trend. Really, if you look at it from the end and back into it, this is something that's become consumer relevant and very important, as well as the entire value chain, and we could call it a supply chain, being responsible. And I think there's two there that are connected. The consumer wants to know where their food comes from and that it's being produced responsibly. And that all fits into the sustainability conversation. So really the way we look at it is it's about verifying a lot of the practices that we're already doing, figuring out how we could do them better. And that fits under the definition and the umbrella of sustainability.
They're obviously coming, really, the U.S. group and other country groups or regional groups have come out of the global roundtable. What basically would be different about what the U.S. Roundtable will be trying to accomplish?
Well, the global roundtable sort of set the global framework for a purpose of having a sustainability initiative. United States versus Brazil, for example, that might be a good example, good comparison. We produce, we raise, we foster, we develop beef differently here than they do in Brazil. And so when it comes to sustainability, there's going to be a bit of customization, if you will, that is different in the United States in the example we're talking about Brazil. Now, the standard will be the same. In other words, we're trying to do things more responsibly, more efficiently, be more conscious of the resources that we've got. But in Brazil, in this example, they'll do it differently than we do in the United States. So that's why it'd be very difficult to be one size fits all from a global standpoint. And that's why the United States Roundtable has taken its region responsibility very seriously and now defined our roundtable and the indicators and the metrics and the verification to produce beef in the United States.
One of the objectives that was talked about today was the fact that you are looking for that simple definition of beef sustainability. Give me some of the things that might actually entail as we get to that over the next few months.
Well, you know, for me, I'm one of those advocates of trying to keep it simple because there's so many different definitions and so on. You know, I think the way we're trying to do it, our approach at the roundtable is as we develop indicators that we will measure, let's make sure that we don't make it so difficult that implementation will never happen. There'll be fear, and we're trying to avoid that. And in many cases, as I said earlier, it's about understanding what we're already doing, maybe benchmarking it. And all that is a measurement for us to use to figure out when we measure it at a later time, did we make a difference? And if we did, how do we do that? And can we replicate that? And can we get better? So really, if you boil it down and keep it in those simple terms, sustainability becomes a exercise of continual improvement. And in a lot of different facets can range from animal welfare to water, of which it will. And when you look at it in those terms, it's not necessarily scary or fearful. It's about, okay, I'm in the food business, really. I'm not in the cattle business. And I want to prove to that consumer they can trust what I'm doing to produce the food they're consuming.
For the cattle producer, what sort of takeaways or recommendations are you hoping to maybe transmit to them in the years to come?
Well, the way we look at it is, and we'll talk more about it this afternoon and tomorrow, we look at it as a phased-in initiative. So the first phase will be one of education to the producer. And much like beef quality assurance is an education initiative. And yes, there's tools within beef quality assurance that the producer can go to and understand and look and implement in their various operation, whether it be cow-calf, feeder, whatever. It covers the whole gamut. We're going to do the same sort of approach with sustainability. So there'll be an education effort first. Then from there, we'll take it to those indicators that will be a part of that education? Can we verify that we're actually, within a measured scheme, can we verify that we are sensitive to that indicator, water, for example? Then the next phases, there's two more phases that we are looking at building tools for, and they are very much around further verification, like a second party verification or third party. But our approach is that that won't be the roundtable's responsibility. That will be the responsibility of private enterprise. So if a retailer wants to have a third party verification, we'll have the tools in the toolbox for them to use, and it'll be up to them, and it'll be market driven for them to assist a supply chain in implementing that. So we're giving all the options, starting with the very basic, and that being education, so we get uptake and we get participation from the producer segment.
What's your vision about the efforts of this roundtable as relates back to telling the beef story to the consumer?
Yeah, I really believe that that part of what this effort is about is transparency. So that we will actually put in place things that helps tell the story to the consumer to address that trust issue. I also feel that traceability will ultimately be a part of sustainability, because as we want to validate things that we're doing, you're gonna have to connect it to the animal. You're gonna have to connect it to the animal. And as we want to have greater access to markets from a global standpoint, traceability is going to be a requirement. So really, my vision, selfishly, you're asking John Butler, is that there is going to be a connectivity to a traceability system tied to sustainability.